For WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. The government of Poland has announced that it was also targeted by the Russian-controlled hacking group that's responsible for attacks on Germany and the Czech Republic. The Polish Foreign Ministry expressed solidarity with the affected nations and strongly condemned the malicious cyber campaigns conducted by Russian actors. While providing no further details about the attack, Politico reports that Poland stands firm against such cyber threats. To France now, where as preparations for the Paris Olympic Games continue, cybersecurity defenders are intensifying their efforts to counter potential cyber threats. Vincent Strubel, head of France's National Cybersecurity Agency, or ANSSI, emphasized the unprecedented cyber threat level facing the Olympics and highlighted the extensive training initiatives aimed at thwarting cybercriminals. According to Euronews, the organizers are preparing for attacks that are expected to run the gamut from teenage show-offs and ransomware gangs to Russian military hackers and other groups aiming to paralyze the event's supporting IT systems. Over to Israel now, where in response to escalating online threats, the country is constructing a cyber dome defense system to protect against cyber attacks, particularly from Iran. AFP reports that Avraham Atzeba, head of international cooperation at the Israeli National Cyber Directorate, likened the initiative to the Iron Dome's role in intercepting rockets. By aggregating data sources into a single large data pool, the new defensive measure aims to provide comprehensive protection that will facilitate a national response against cyber threats. Verizon Business's Data Breach Investigations Report, or DBIR, highlights a significant increase in cybersecurity incidents, with espionage attacks dominating the Asia-Pacific region, unlike in Europe and North America, where vulnerabilities exploitation is a growing concern. 25% of attacks in the APAC region were motivated by espionage, compared to just 6% in Europe and 4% in North America. The findings underscore the region's unique cybersecurity challenges and the need for tailored defense strategies. Bitfinex's chief technology officer, Paolo Arduino, has refuted claims of a data breach circulating on social media, challenging assertions made by the hacking group F-Society, whose previous victims included Rutgers University, consulting firm SBC Global, and crypto exchange CoinMoMa. The Block reports that despite past incidents, including a notorious 2016 hack that ultimately led to money laundering charges, Bitfinex maintains its stance against unsubstantiated allegations. And finally, JP Morgan Chase has disclosed a significant data breach affecting over 451,000 retirement plan participants due to a years-long system failure. According to Investment News, the breach, which stemmed from a software flaw rather than a cyber attack, highlights the vulnerability of sensitive financial data. The software issue allowed three unauthorized users to access plan participant data they were not entitled to view. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm David Browey. For more information on the latest news in cybercrime and cybersecurity, visit cybercrimewire.com. The daily news is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Learn more at evolutionequity.com.